powerful. Thank you, Lord God. In the holy name. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, do we have any birthdays, anniversaries this past week? No? All right. Amen. Okay. Well, thank you, Lord. We love to recognize people, and they have special things. And so, because everybody is so important to us around here. Amen. All right. Well, let's stand today. We're glad, again, while we're standing, to have Jaden with us again. Amen. Amen. And Kaden, and Nyla. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're glad to have them with us. Good to see you guys this morning. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. Well, let's stand. We're going to go to the Word. Brother Tim, will you come and pray for us today? Thank you, Jesus.
Let's all pray together. Lord, we love you. We thank you for the opportunity to be in your house today. Jesus, you're so precious to us, Lord. This time we have here is so precious to us, Lord. We're so grateful for the opportunity, Lord, to share in your word. Lord God, to share in the moving of your spirit. Lord, we ask you to touch us today. Lord, surround us with bands of angels so the enemy may not have access to us. Lord, let your word might flow freely, Lord, and accomplish that. Lord, you promised us your word would not return void. We thank you, Lord. We ask you to touch our pastor today. Lord, anoint his lips of clay. Lord, we thank you. Lord, one more time. Lord, that we could come and hear, Lord, what you've given our pastor for us to hear today. Lord, open up our eyes so we could see, our ears, that we could hear, Lord, our heart, that it can receive the word and that it can take root downward. Lord, and bear fruit upward. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We bless you. We thank you. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Put them on the roof today. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated today. Praise God. I never want to lose my excitement for the Word of God. Amen. The word is exciting. It is alive. Thank you, Lord God. And if it's dead, or if we feel like there's no life in it, then we're listening to the enemy too much. We're surrounding ourselves with too much darkness. Thank you, Jesus. And that darkness is overtaking the light. Go over this morning. We'll start off a scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. We don't do this much this morning, but today is the day the Lord hath made. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 9 and 7. Thank you, Lord. Today we're going to talk about tithing. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Powerful. Yeah, we did. We have recently in the past a little bit doing the correspondence, doing the book, The Riches of Tithing. The Riches of Tithing. And I think of that word riches, you know, and even though the picture on the front of the book is like a hand holding money, like I don't think of that word riches as in you becoming rich with monetary value, but actual the word richness and full of. And so you becoming full of the Lord in giving tithing and what the blessings that God gives us today. 9 and 7. We'll read that together this morning. I love it when we read together. Sister Michelle is so faithful to have us read together. Her Sunday school this morning was so powerful. Grateful. Amen. So let's read that. Is everybody there? First word is every. For it is written, every man in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, shalabahaya. And so we're just going to point out a few things. Obviously, all that we know, things that we have been taught and that we and learned. But if we continue to build, right, line upon line, precept upon precept, if we continue to go to the Word, then it encourages us. Even though we already know it or already practice it to the fullness, Rabashkahaya, because, you know, there's the powerful concept of coming and giving, right, with that cheerful heart. Right, and many times Reverend Hicks has proclaimed that there's no greater time to come shouting and dancing and praising than that is when you come to give tithes, when you come to give back unto the Lord. And so this is a big portion of that. This is a big portion of that. Thank you, Jesus. Not grudgingly or out of necessity, but with a cheerful heart. So the first thing that we have to do is our motive has to be pure. Our motive has to be pure. Our heart has to be in the right place. First and foremost, our heart has to be in the right place. Thank you, Jesus. Now go over, we're going to pick up some of these familiar scriptures. Luke chapter 6. Let's just read that this morning. Luke chapter 6. And although we are using this principle today, that we know of giving tithe, just like 2 Corinthians tells us to be anything that we give, whether that's our time. Yes. Whether that's our time. Thank you, Jesus. To give, you know, with a cheerful heart, working with our time and giving to the Lord. And whenever we're doing things for other people, right? Hey. Thank you, Jesus. You ever ask somebody to do something and you're like, never mind, I'll do it myself. Right? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Never mind. I'm just going to do it myself. Right? There's nothing more that will drive you nuts than you having to make somebody do something. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Right? Woohoo! Thank you, Jesus. You know, we were talking about all that we had to do. You know, just since my wife stepped out, I'll tell her. All right? And since we all the stuff that we had to do yesterday, and she was like, well, I got to go over. I want to run about church. I got to go over and get this cat and so we can get after these mice. And so anyway, so I'm like, well, I need this part from Menards. Can you run by there? I'll send you this. I'll do, you know, so you just walk right in there. Yeah, if I have time. No. That's the thing. I have to have. I can't do this unless I have to have that. So if you're not going to do it, then I'm going to go right now and do it, right? And that's it's the thing. Well, you know, and you're like, look, it's okay. If you're going to be mad about it, I'm going to do it, right? And she ended up doing it, and she came back, you know, with a smile on her face, right? Thank you, Jesus. And we all get in these situations. We put ourselves in these, you know, circumstances and situations all the time where God's going to test our motive. God's going to test us. Are we doing these things? Are we serving Him? Think about it about serving Him. We serving Him? Are we doing all that we know to do because of, it's a necessity or grudgingly? Or are we doing it with a cheerful heart? Right. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Let's ponder on some of these things today. All right, Luke. Chapter 6, verse 38, this powerful scripture. I'll read this one for us. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Thank you, Jesus. And so, again, a powerful scripture that we understand that as we give back unto the Lord, He's going to give back unto us. He's going to pour out unto us, right? We know what Paul wrote. He said, I planted, Apollos watered. God provides the increase. God provides the increase. Thank you, Jesus. But again, he gives us here, and let's just write this so we can, you can keep it up in your notes. And so if we understand the word for tithe, is Reverend Hicks describes in many places in her little book, Moas Ayir, A-Y-R, right? And this just has a meaning, as we know, as tenth. And that's why, see, we understand the powerful principle of scales and comparing the natural and the spiritual. Right? And so the natural, here's what you'll get, the natural. This is all I'm going to talk about, maybe, unless the Lord tells me. All right. Naturally, right, as we give, the natural portion is for us to give a tenth of our earnings. Right? In the natural, we give into the church. We give because this is the storehouse, and we're going there next. This is the storehouse, and then naturally, it keeps the lights on. Right. It keeps the heat on, air conditioning in the summer, whatever it is, right? These things are important to us because we need them naturally, right? Thank you, Jesus. So we see this word in meaning and giving a tenth of our earnings unto the Lord. Now this goes back, and I don't know if I have room to write all these meanings, but this goes back into the root word, etzer, and it means, it only occurs in relation to the dedication of one's life and substance to the Most High God. Because the Most High God is the one who gives all victories, holds all power over his creation, and what it is essentially is it's a binding. It's a binding of relationship. It's a binding of a relationship. And so, let me read that again. This word only occurs, goes back from the word tithe, in relation to the dedication of one's life and substance to the Most High God. He's the one that brings us victories. He's the one that, thank you, Jesus, that wins our battles for us. And so, we saw here in Luke that as we give, you ever watch videos or cooking videos and they're like, you know, just put it in there, you know, like loosely or just a little bit of this or a little, you know, or, and sometimes they're like, you know, measuring it like over, you know, like make sure it's all the way to the top because if it's not, it's, you know, your top. These things are important to note. And so he's saying he'd be giving back to you in good measure. Meaning that the Lord is going to exactly measure and point that thing unto you. That it's not just going to be like, it's not going to be like we love, we say all the time, we can't follow Mamaw Hinton's recipes. We can't follow them. Because she said, yeah, a little of this, a little of that, you know. And the same thing, my wife, how many times we're like, man, well, show me how to make this. And go over her house, and she said, I'll do this. She's like, all right, just get out of the way, you know. But she knows the exact portion, but she didn't know, right, to be able to tell people, right, and her main ingredient is love. And anyways, that's extra. You get that for free. But he's going to, that exact measurement. It's not just going to be like if we're supposed to say, for instance, if we're getting a cup of flour, he's not just going to throw it up there in about 3/4. Yeah, that's good enough. No, it's good measure. It's good measure. You're going back just like maybe you're a building or you're a carpenter. You're going to go back and you're going to look at that thing if it's in the utmost importance 2 or 3 times to just make sure. Did I get that right? You ever done that, Brother Jim? I do it all the time. You probably don't because you're actually a craftsman. I do it all the time. Right? I'm measuring in different spots and look at that and I'm like, that ain't the same. You know, you have to measure it again. You're like, well, it's a good thing I checked that because somehow I read that wrong. There's no reading wrong when it comes to God. There's no reading wrong when it comes to God. But he said not only that, but push down. Press down, meaning that Rabaskahaya, we're going to get as much as we can in that. Raboshkarabasahaya, or you ever filled something up and you're just like, oh, we got to shake it so I can pack down even more and I can fill it up to the very brim. He says, overflowing. And we see that in the picture. That's how we have to be spiritually. Rabaskarabasahaya, we have got to continue to bring in the word and the light. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, so that we can be overflowing. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Isn't that good? Thank you, Jesus. Okay, go over to Malachi chapter 3. God bless you. Malachi chapter 3. Thank you, Jesus. Right there before the New Testament. It's easy. You'll skip right over it. Thank you, Jesus. You hear people all the time say, I can't afford to tithe. Well, you know what my answer to them is? You can't afford not to tithe. You can't afford not to tithe. Thank you, Jesus. Since you look at the many things, the many blessings, the things that God promises for us in his word that comes with tithing. Thank you, Jesus. And I, you know, it's not just the have to of it, but I don't want anybody to miss out on the blessings that come that God will, says that he will give unto us. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not all about, we're not the, praise God, we're not prosperity gospel. We're not this, you know, give, and God's going to just continue to, you know, no, it's not what it's about. It's not about you giving unto us in the natural thing of this church having, you know, abundance of money. But what it's about is the blessings. And what it's about is what God then does for us when we give. Thank you, Jesus. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whew, powerful, 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 powerful. Notice to go back to verse 6, because he establishes, I'm the Lord, I change not. I change not. And so, the same principles, the same convictions, the same things that God convicted us of, or showed us, revealed to us in the beginning will be the same now and will be the same forever. Right? Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy, righteous name. I am the Lord, I change not. Thank you, Jesus. Notice you see these two words here that we know all too well in verse 7. You have not kept them, and he says return, right? And again, that word we know, keep, that's shamar, it's hedge about to protect. You have not kept the ordinances. You not have kept. He's telling them, you haven't done what I told you to do. You haven't guarded them. You haven't kept them in tight. You have not hedged about. Thank you, Jesus. And so then he tells them to return, which is that word we know for shuv, that word for repentance. He said, turn back unto the starting point. Turn back unto the starting point. Thank you, Jesus. And it's a powerful point. Not only we know that in repentance, in repenting, but it's a powerful point to reflect in our spiritual walk, to just reflect and say, wait a second, I'm not doing this with a grateful heart, a cheerful heart. Maybe I'm doing this a little bit begrudgingly. Maybe I'm getting my prayer closet a little bit in the morning, and sometimes it's hard. I'm not saying it ain't ever hard, all right? Sometimes it is hard. But maybe just take a minute and say, wait a second, let me return back to the starting point. Lord, let me return back into where I first saw that, where I first recognized. You first opened my eyes into it, and I saw it for the fullness that it was, and I saw it for what it means that I can become one with you. And I saw, Rabaskahaya, what you then in turn do for me. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the holy, righteous name. But to just, reflect on that. Turn back. Let me get back to that starting point. Let me get back to that. Let me get back down to the basics of this very thing. Because sometimes we just get caught up, caught up in the weeds or caught up in the head realm of things. Thank you, Jesus. And if we're not careful, then here comes the pride. Here comes the pride. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we feel like we know better than God. And essentially, that's what the children of Israel were saying here. They knew better than what God did because they were withholding in their tithes and offerings. They were withholding from God what was truly his. Thank you, Jesus. So he told them, bring all ye tithes. And see, look, let me go back here, get ahead of myself. Verse number 9, ye are cursed with a curse. Now look, we see this, and yes, we have this curse upon us if we withhold, or if we knowingly do something that God has called us to do, we knowingly do not do that or withhold from him. But thank you, Jesus, when we see this, it really becomes a curse, because we curse ourselves in that he cannot bless us. We curse ourselves in that he cannot pour out his blessing, or he cannot be our defender. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy, righteous name. So don't read it and think, whew, I got to do this because of this curse the Lord God's going to put on me. A lot of people will read that and think, what a terrible God we serve. That's not the case. Thank you, Jesus. Now, sometimes we need a little, something to, right? We need a little prod from the goad. Thank you, Jesus, to poke on us. Thank you, Lord God, and get us right back. So he says here, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. Thank you, Jesus. Into the storehouse. This storehouse, it means depository or armory. A cellar, a garner, treasure house. Thank you, Lord God. Blessed be the holy, righteous name. And it means to, going back to a root word, meaning to store up or to lay up treasures. See, we've been given, and we look at that in the spiritual aspect of it. This storehouse that we have, the storehouse that God has given us, blessed us abundantly with the treasures of truths that we have been given, that the Lord has allowed us to see, opened our eyes to, and to live by. Thank you, Jesus. A precious storehouse. But he says it's important that you give into this storehouse so then that there is meat there. Then that there is meat there. Thank you, Lord God, that we're not just talking about some sugary carbs. Yeah, it tastes good for a second, but buddy, you're going to be starved to death 30 minutes later. No, we're talking about meat. We're talking about protein. Yeah. We're talking about eating of the meat of the word. We're talking about things that we can consume that will sustain us, that will help us truly grow, that will help us truly grow. He said, look, I desire for there to be meat in the storehouse. I desire for you to come every single time into the house of the Lord and receive meat and receive a strength. Thank you, Lord God. Blessed be the holy name. Of course, Luke 12 and 34 says, where your treasure is, there where your heart will be also. What you treasure, what you value, that's where your heart's going to be. Thank you, Jesus. And so if we truly treasure and we truly value the Lord, that's where our heart's going to be. And we're looking in ways that we can give back unto God. Thank you, Jesus. We're looking for ways that we can serve him. We're looking for ways that we can please him. Because when we do tithe, we establish the correct order of subjection under the headship of God. Because we recognize that as we give, then God then gives the increase. As we bow our head under subjection, allow his headship in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. We put everything back in the right order. Thank you, Jesus. Now look, he goes on and continuing on here to talk about this before we move on. He'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, so much that we will not have room to receive it. That's the way I really feel about what this message means to me. The Lord has opened up. I cannot even receive enough. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be. He's opened the windows of heaven and poured out. I want to continue to keep and to guard and to allow this message and to allow our bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To be able to minister and to be able to draw in with that drawing power and to keep with that keeping power. All these things are tied together. All these things are tied together. Thank you, Lord, naturally and spiritually. And not only that, but I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. Rebuke the devourer for your sakes. Of course, 1 Peter 5 and 8, the devil's a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Your adversary, the devil. And so he says that Peter establishes that the devourer is the devil, the enemy. Thank you, Lord God, who comes walking about, uh-oh, walking about, right? Which means he just comes right up and walking about us, walking right in the midst of us. We know that. But go back to our demonstration last week and tying this principle of tithings in, right? Whenever we come and we become one, right, and with our separation from the world, and we become one with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, right, and we embrace that, he then puts a fence around us. This tithing is tied to that same principle. He then rebukes the devourer. So not that the devourer is not going to be in our midst. He's going to walk about. But then the Lord comes, God comes and rebukes him. Thank you, Jesus. This is the same thing. I say it all the time. That the enemy cannot do anything that God does not allow him to do. We see that in Job. I say that same very thing all the time. We see that in Job, as Satan came to the Lord and he said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm going to and fro, searching. I'm walking about, searching about." He said, "You consider my servant Job." It was God who then allowed Job, and then what he do? He set the boundaries around Job. At first, he said, he set the boundaries around Job. He said, "Oh, he is yours, right?" God will set the boundary for us. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Oh, praise God. If we continue to do our part and bring to that storehouse, he's going to rebuke the devourer. He shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. You think, I just to bring this side of it and scope of it, I can see many, and I'm not trying to say that people lose their fruits because they don't tithe. There's so many other things inside of that, don't get me wrong, but I can see this whenever, if we are not careful to do our part in whichever many of the things that there is for God then to become our protector, the devourer comes right in and grabs them fruits up. All the things that we've been plowing and sowing, whoo, shadabahaya, all them things, all these seeds of truth that we allowed God to come into our hearts. You know what the enemy will then do? He'll come in and he'll snatch it right up before it gets to full fruit. Before it gets to full fruit. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the holy name. That's why you got to put, when you're planting a garden and you're keeping a garden in the natural, you got to keep things out. Them deer like come in and, eat on whatever, rabbits or all these things that try to come in. Coons come in, get your corn. Trust me, I know. All these things, but it's important to set that boundary up in order to keep them out. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about just increasing our boundary this morning. Thank you, Lord God. Another level, another layer. Because, we might... Sometimes a fence has got to be, hey, a deer could jump over like 6 foot. A fence to keep deer out, it's like 8 foot tall. 8 foot tall. So we might be missing out on a layer here, and they can sneak in the middle. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, Brother Tim seen pigs go out from underneath of it, right between the two wires, right? We're talking about line upon line, precept upon precept. We're talking about building upon that very thing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, praise your name. He shall not destroy the fruits. Neither your vine shall cast forth her fruit. Thank you, Lord. Before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we know the Lord of hosts is that one that goes and fights for us. That's the one that rideth upon the heavens, that wars upon our behalf. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, let's go over to Genesis. Actually, go to Joshua. Chapter 7. Praise the Lord. Joshua, he's a powerful man of God. It's general, warrior, fighter, defender. Right, defender for what was right. And so Moses dies, and it's time Joshua then succeeds. He takes over. They were coming into the land, right? And y'all remember that when they came right or crossed over, there was that big fortified city right in front of them called Jericho. And they hearkened unto the Lord, and they marched around that city. And then the last time there, they started praising, and walls sunk down into the earth. Sunk down into the earth. Only something that God can do. Only God can do it. Right? And he gave them that victory. But as they were going and collecting the spoils, there was one person that decided to keep it for himself. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Chapter 7, verse 1. Yeah. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake with them, saying, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto them, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but a few. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them before the gate even to Shabarim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. So here we go again, right? This thing of sending out the spies and going forth. Thank you, Jesus. Now look. Many things we could talk about here. All right, as they go into the see the spies, remember the first when Moses sent the spies, and all the the two came back. Joshua was one of them, came back with a good report. Now look, they came back. They all came back, and nobody came out with a bad report, right? But they took their own headship. They said, "Let's just send up a few thousand. We don't have to labor everybody. Let's just but a few of us, go up there because it's not going to take everyone." Joshua listened to him. That's what they did, and they got whooped. What a shame. But instead of seeking the Lord's headship, instead of bowing before and saying, okay, Lord, we know that it is your will for us to have this. What shall we do? How shall we go? In what order, in what manner, what shall we do? Right? Then the Lord would have said, you're going to get whipped because this thing has happened right here in your camp. He would have told him beforehand. But they did it. But Joshua didn't do that. And so they went and lost. Then Joshua seeks the Lord. And that's whenever he says, look, there's somebody with this accursed thing like we read in verse number 1. There's somebody in your camp. There's somebody that is with you that is withholding. That is withholding what belongs to me. Thank you, Jesus. And then yet everybody else suffered because of that one thing. Because of that one person making the choice. Wow. Thank you, Lord God. Now look, we go back down to verse 21. This is what happened. They then began to, as you see, they're going before the witness of the Urim and Tumim, and see what lighted upon. They then were bringing the tribes before the Urim and Tumim to figure out where it belonged, right? And then once they figured out the tribe, then the eldest, then boom, 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 on down till they figured out, until the Lord bore witness on who it was. Whew. I mean, sometimes you look at these things, you're like, man, that's hard to fathom. Really, it's hard to fathom. And so that's what they did. What happened was they brought Judah, the whole tribe of Judah, or according to the tribe of Judah, and the Lord bore witness to that. And then they bring the eldest, and you can read all the names, they bring the eldest, right? And then boom, boom, on down until they get to Achan, or Khan, or however you pronounce his name. We just talk hillbilly. Thank you, Jesus. And so they knew this is a thing, and we could look at it and say, whew, man, that's harsh, because he dies for it. and his family and everything that belonged to him. You can look at it and be harsh, but he still had, he had the opportunity to come and to repent before they very started. But they had to wait all the way until the Lord come down to him personally. Then Joshua asked him about it, and this is what he says. Right, and Achan answered Joshua and said, I indeed have I sinned against the Lord of God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils, in verse 21, a goodly Babylonian garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them and beheld, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent and the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran into the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out through the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua, and to all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And so God had told them, you're going to have to burn with fire. And so they stoned them, and then burned and consumed everything with fire. See the judgment. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy, righteous name. But he had opportunity to repent. He had opportunity to say, wait a second, it's me, it's me, it's me, it's me. Thank you, Jesus. But notice here, if we go back into the starting point, it says when he saw it, he coveted it. Any time that we're given it, any time we feel like our treasure is upon things of the earth, or our treasure, anything that we're spending all of our time or all of our energy or all of our to consume things of the world instead of putting our treasure in the Lord, Rabaskahaya, and we're coveting these things, we have a space right then that God will give us time to say, Lord, help, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. Help me not to covet these things. This does not matter. This does not matter. All, and I love the picture of it because it's all going to burn up. Everything that he had burned up. All things of this world's going to burn up. Thank you, Jesus. But the treasures that we lay up inside of us of the Word, thank you, Lord God, is going to last forever. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your mighty name. Oh, blessed be thy holy, righteous name. Now, look. We're not gonna go there to save us a little time, but again, we look at both sides of the scales. We look at the good and the bad. Continuing on the bad side, we look at the example of Ananias and Sapphira. Remember them? Remember that story? They were supposed to all come together. They were serving God. They were putting everything full force. They were chosen. And they were supposed to bring before, and they conspired together before that and say, let's only bring this. This is all we have, you know. And so he went before, and Peter said, you know, you have sinned against the Holy Ghost, right? Boom. He gone. Dead. They pull him out. Drag him out, go bury him. 3 hours later, wife comes in. 3 hours later, wife comes in. Thank you, Jesus. And so they ask her, what'd you give? She said the exact same thing, right? This is what we had. She said, you sinned against the Holy Ghost, and the same guys that are at the door that brought your husband out to bury, they're going to pick you up and take you out to bury. Boom, she dies. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Intense. Thank you, Lord God. Rabaskahaya. Now, I got to do whatever he wants to do. If we're going to withhold, or if we're going to lie and not only withhold, not only hide as in Achan did, and hide and conceal that very thing as his own treasure, thank you, Jesus, blessed be the holy name, but then also lie upon it. I mean, he might smite you down. I hope he doesn't. Either way, you'll have time for repentance. I stand assured. Praise God. We're not saying that just so we can be, you know, shaken and scared. Thank you, Jesus. But to give us, thank you, Lord, examples to know who God is. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Now go over into Genesis chapter 15. We'll pick up this. Give us this one good example we know. Talked about it recently. Abraham, powerful man of God. As he is at this point, Abram. His name was not changed yet. Thank you, Lord. Genesis chapter 15 and verse 1. We know that before this, this was after the separation of him and Lot. This was after all that, and the kings came and took Sister Michelle talked about it a while back. Powerful, powerful stuff. Right? They came and took Lot, and Lot took up his trained servants, and they went after him. Slow them, and they came back, and here comes Melchizedek. Here comes Melchizedek with bread and wine. And he blessed Abram. He blessed Abram. Thank you, Jesus. And it said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus. And so Abram then gives him tithes of all. Abram then gives him tithes of all. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the holy name. You can read about that. It's right in there. And so after this point, in verse number 1 of chapter 15, after these sayings, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Thank you, Jesus. And we'll just stop right there for that portion to continue on, right? Because of his obedience and to give back unto God and to give tithes of all, thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be thy name. He then comes, and now, how did he come into him? How did the Lord come into Abram? In his vision. He came into him as a big L-O-R-D, capital, Jehovah, the self-existing one, the one who reveals himself. Whenever we give our tithes unto God, then he is able to reveal more of himself unto us. Whenever we are obedient to God and follow under his command, right, with cheerful hearts and all these things we've talked about, then he's able then to reveal himself more to us. Man, that's enough for me right there. That's powerful. That's powerful. But he says, look, not only this, but I am thy shield. I am thy Morgan. I'm thy shield. I'm thy protector, right? That's what I was talking about a while ago. In that example of strengthening that hedge, so to speak, that's around us. He then becomes our shield, our protector, our buckler. Woo! Thank you, Lord God. I am thy exceeding great reward. See, our reward, we understand that our reward's not in anything naturally, but we understand our reward is laid up for us in heaven. Our reward is laid up unto us in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And giving our tithes is the only time that God says, in what we read earlier, prove me. It's the only time that God in the Word says, you prove me and I'll show you. That's something. That's bold. That's the only time we see that. Thank you, Jesus. And I can only stand in here today, and as I know that all of you too can attest and bear witness of where God has brought you from and out of. Thank you, Jesus, naturally and spiritually, because we continue to hold to these powerful principles. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the holy name. Don't get me wrong, I still have nothing. Thank you, Jesus, naturally speaking. I have nothing. Thank you, Lord God. But only through him and only because of him, I have a lot more than where I did whenever I started out as an adult. Praise God. And I practiced this principle, thank you, Jesus, of giving tithes and being faithful to him first and foremost. And I've watched him always, always, always take care. Can everybody else attest to that this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. And of course, another one that we have talked about recently, that another example of our good side of the scales is Jacob. Right, whenever Jacob came to Bethel, and he says, you know, you'll be with me, and then when I come back, I'm gonna give you a tenth. I'm gonna give you my tithes. Thank you, Jesus. And then God then, of course, was with him. All them years. I'll tell you what, because if God wasn't with him, I mean, if I'm Jacob and God wasn't with me, there'd be somebody probably dead. Thank you, Jesus. Right? It'd probably, you know, Rachel's, yeah, he'd be gone. Their dad'd be gone. Thank you, Lord. But praise God, he vowed to do this very thing, and the Lord was with him. The Lord provided for him, right? All that time when he's been go back to the land, the Lord gave and gave and gave unto him. Right, you know, the rod and the speckled, right? Y'all remember that powerful story? The Lord gave unto him, and he comes back into the land. Two hosts, two bands of people. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Man, looking at this principle, it's really life-changing if we continue to follow it. Thank you, Lord God. And continue to let him be the owner and the master in our lives, and knowing that he is the only one that provides the increase. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I hope, again, like I said, you know, we don't teach on tithes, you know, a whole lot, but this kind of stems from Reverend Bray and his, they have their family meeting, and he said they call it the State of the Union Address. And so he preaches on tithes at one time a year, and so I felt led to do the same. You know, just to encourage us, right? Like we talked about in separation last week, to encourage us where we're at and what we're doing, and encourage us to continue to do more and seek him more. And so that's what we're doing today. And so tonight, Lord willing, I'm hoping we'll, if he allows for us, we'll be on giving of our tithes spiritually. It could be a tough subject, right? We're not, and we're not hanging from the ceiling fans, or you know, bouncing off the walls, you know, like how the power that's in it. But that's okay. Again, we come to the Word, and it encourages us. So, if we could, we'll all stand. We'll pray, dismiss, and we'll bury the seed, and then we'll get started with our family meeting today. And we hope not to keep you too long. Just want to make sure we do our due diligence. Thank you, Lord. All right. Let us pray today. We thank you, Lord God, for your word, Lord, your truth. Thank you, Jesus, Lord, for these powerful principles, Lord, that you have given us, Lord God, that we can abide by, Lord. And we know, Lord God, you ask us to prove you, Lord God, and we know that you have proved yourself over and over and over again. We thank you, Jesus, for the many blessings that you have given, Lord, unto us, and for the many blessings that you're going to give unto us. Lord, we thank you today. Lord, help us, Lord, to hold this dear. Help us to keep this ordinance, Lord God, Lord Jesus, and not throw it aside or not hide, Lord God, what is rightfully yours. Lord, we love you today. We ask for your blessing upon each and every person, Lord, to continue to strengthen and raise up. Lord God, go with us. Give us journey mercy and bring us back to your next appointed time. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Lord, bless thee and keep thee. Lord, make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Lord, lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen. God bless you. Let's bury the seed for a few minutes before our meeting.